It's time now for the Remembrance Project, our weekly look at the ordinary people who've passed but who have lived extraordinary lives. This morning, writer Alyssa Eli tells us about Dr. Darrell Powell, a Harvard medical resident at Brigham and Women's and Children's Hospital.
Sickle cell disease might have become Dr. Darrell Powell Jr.'s medical specialty. He knew that pain for these patients is particularly hard to quantify and particularly easy to doubt.
Maybe you see a 6 or 12-month-old baby who's having swelling in their hands and feet from a sickle cell crisis. People are immediately wanting to treat that. Versus you see a 19-year-old African-American male coming into the emergency room at 2 in the morning because that's when the pain started, and saying he needs Dilaudid. It's a different reaction.
One of Dr. Powell's mentors was Dr. Amy Sabota.
And I think a really sharp sense of that disparity drove what Darrell was doing.
Dr. Powell trained in pediatric and general medicine. He was searching for bridges that would ease the transition children used to great amounts of friendly attention must make into the more business-like, brusque world of adult medicine. He understood the difficult spirit of this change, especially for children with chronic illnesses, and he wanted to accompany them. He also understood the influences of race, on patient care certainly, but also between colleagues.
Because he spoke very eloquently about being an African-American doctor and how often he would be mistaken for transport. For example, he would go down to the emergency room to admit a patient, and somebody would say, are you here to transport so-and-so upstairs?
In all the spare time he didn't have, Dr. Powell started a social justice seminar for residents and pushed for medical student and resident diversity across the country.
It would have been easy, I think, especially as a person of color in medicine, to complain about the biases that people face, to complain about the inequities. But he actually did things about it.
When he died, after what his colleagues described as a brief illness last April, Dr. Powell had 6 weeks left as chief resident in Harvard's combined internal medicine and pediatrics training program at Brigham and Women's and Children's Hospitals. He was heading towards a prestigious fellowship in Philadelphia, and his colleagues were already preparing to miss him.
For the patients that he cared for, and maybe most impactfully for the patients that he didn't get a chance to care for, having a superbly well-trained and competent clinician, but also a genuinely caring physician, is just an enormous loss to those patients.
He was 30 years old, full of his future, shining.
Writer Alyssa Eli, remembering Dr. Darrell Powell. To suggest someone for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.